October 20th, 2009, creative business professionals will come together at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio to let their geek flag fly at Summit Up, a social media confab. In this podcast, presenter David Ezrati offers a preview of his presentation on content management system, building community, and CRM. For more information, visit summitup.org. Hi, this is David Bowman. I'm joined by David Ezrati, Chief Creative Officer with The Next Wave, blogger, community activist, city council candidate, and one of the many talented presenters who will be at Summit Up October 20th at Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio. David, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
I am thrilled to be with you and excited to hear your answers on my riveting questions. So let's get started. What will you be presenting on at Summit Up?
I'm going to be talking about content management systems, statistics, as in web stats, and customer relationship management, CRM software, and how they all fit together so that when you do your data-driven marketing, you're actually successful at it.
Well, that's a novel idea now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of a, you know, we've gotten to the point where we're really good with content management systems. There's some very good open source ones out there, some more geeky than others. And they can tell you a lot if you have the right kind of content posted about what people are looking for and what they're interested in via your stats. But the last part of it, the CRM part, is still, they haven't really integrated out to the point where they need to. Some companies have it with proprietary systems, but in terms of what's out there in the market, it's not quite as tight as it needs to be. But if you don't know what's going on, you're not going to be able to catch on to this and really take advantage of the same sort of tools that Amazon's using so successfully.
Well, that's some really relevant stuff as marketers try to leverage the idea of the customer relationship. I mean, in a world dominated by social media, that takes on more importance than ever.
Absolutely. And social media is proving, you know, what advertising used to do was, you know, good advertising will make a bad product fail quicker. Well, social media is like that on steroids. I mean, it'll wipe you out. I mean, the whole Dell Hell story is really old now, but, you know, it was a wake-up call to major corporations.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to their credit, they answered the phone for that wake-up call in time to right the ship a little bit. But, yeah, that's a great example of what can go wrong.
They're lucky it happened as early as it did.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, with so many more people involved in social media, it could have been devastating.
So what are some of the key takeaways that people will get from attending your presentation?
Well, you know, when we come down to all this stuff, it's always about content. And there's still so many companies that have no idea on what good content is and what relevant content is to put in their content management system to attract the customers. I've got a client that's a real estate firm, and they're still writing descriptions of their properties, sort of like what you'd do on a ingredients package for, you know, a piece of some gourmet food. You know, the ingredients don't tell you anything. It's all the words that give it the color and the flavor and the story that really sell it. And they just haven't gotten past that. And they're missing a humongous opportunity. So, I mean, it's always focused on content because content's what makes the World Wide Web go round.
And how to create and measure this content, I'm assuming, and then tie that in with your individual customer data.
Right.
To make sense of that content.
Yeah, I mean, the newspapers are striking out hugely because they failed to establish relationships with their customers. They know how many people they have viewing their pages, but they don't know who they are and anything about them. And in fact, they seem afraid to ask, and it's killing them. So, you know, that's an industry that really needs to be in attendance to this session because it's one that could be transformed instantly if they got their act together.
As I was listening to Jeff Jarvis was on NPR yesterday talking about that very same topic, and he's got some very interesting approaches to how the newspaper industry might remedy its ills.
Isn't Jeff Jarvis Del Hell?
One in the same. Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Well, not only are you going to be presenting at the event, but you'll also be an attendee. So who are you excited to see and check out?
Yeah, I've heard Bob Garfield a couple times, and Bob's always kind of interesting and fun, and he's got a very dry sense of humor that is always enjoyable. But Chris Brogan and Kevin Dugan are both, you know, pretty big names and pretty interesting people to hear. And the fact that we'll be able to interact with them some will changes everything when you're doing it in what they used to call meat space as opposed to virtual. But that's M-E-A-T. Anyways, we're human beings instead of virtually. But I'm looking forward to all three of those and also the attendees, because I always learn something from the questions I get in the sessions.
Yeah, that's something, and I think that gets overlooked, but in the value of the event is just all the other great people that are going to be there. The person that's going to be sitting to your left and your right, and the person you bump into in the hallway, and the thoughts and questions and ideas that spring out of those discussions.
Oh, yeah. They pay good money to come, and so they have a definite interest, and so there's always a lot of really good interactions there.
Well, why do you think people should drop the $139, which in my mind is a pretty small expense for an event like this, but why would somebody want to open up the checkbook, stroke the check for $139 and spend the day at Summit Up?
Because if they don't get hip to all this stuff real quick, they won't have $139 in their checkbook this time next year. That's the reality of it.
I've asked everybody that question, and that might be the best answer I've gotten so far.
Well, thank you.
Well, I am very much looking forward to seeing you on October 20th out at Wright State. And thank you a lot for your time today. And take care. Thanks, David.
Thank you.